It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Grace Motoka. She was a diver at Ohio University for the Bobcats. We'll talk about her journey diving competitively, D1, and also what she's doing now with a group called Focus on the college campus at Bowling Green University. I'd like to welcome Grace Motoka to Blessed to Play. Grace, it's so great to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, such an honor to have been invited. Thank you.
Well, I always enjoy the progression of an athlete into doing what they do. And for you, that was diving quite well. But you didn't start off as a diver, Grace. In fact, you started off as a gymnast, and then you began diving in the seventh grade. But just talk about being a cheerleader, being a diver, playing soccer, gymnastics. Did all that contribute to how you progressed into diving and to the ability to compete at a high level?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I would say so. You're so correct. I did start as a gymnast, was in mommy and me classes, and worked my way all the way up for 11 years in the gym before turning diver. So yes, sir. And in high school, definitely dipped my toes in a little bit more as far as cheerleading and soccer goes.
Now you went to Magnolia High School, and that's in Magnolia, Texas. And Grace, that's a long ways away from Athens, Ohio. Tell us how you wound up getting to Ohio, seeing the school, talking to the coaching staff, I'm sure, and ultimately committing to go to Athens and dive for the Bobcats.
Yes, it was a huge blessing, and God is so providential, and his plan is beautiful. But yeah, I went through high school diving, was the only diver at Magnolia West High School, and had a really fantastic time there with coaches, and also dove on the club team, Big Cat diving, and so was very, very blessed with the coaches that I had. But ended up getting an email from Coach Brittany Fisher at Ohio University, mm-hmm. whom I was recruited by. And I was actually recruited during COVID. So didn't actually get to take an official visit, but my mom and I flew up and just kind of toured campus ourselves, didn't take an official tour or anything. Weren't allowed to during COVID, but yeah, fell in love with the campus.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, going all the way from away from home and you're going to go to Ohio and mom's not going to be around. Did you have a sense of peace about that? Were you a little bit scared? Tell us all these emotions that you were feeling before you actually signed on to swim for the Bobcats at Ohio University.
Mm-hmm. Definitely some fear. A lot of excitement, I will say. I was in high school, I was looking to get out of state. I was ready for an adventure. And this was handed to me on a silver platter, praise God, and was ready to jump at the bit for it. Was super excited to be there. And not to say it didn't have its difficulties or challenges, but was super excited about the opportunity.
So, Grace, I'm thinking you don't have a fear of heights. The 1 meter board's not so bad, but then you're going up to the 3 meter board. When did you feel comfortable with the height part of diving?
You know, a lot of the times I don't think you ever do, but you definitely get used to it. And every opportunity, every dive is an opportunity for a little bit more courage. But yeah, I think after you get that first one off every practice, you kind of can settle into that rhythm again and take a breath. But it's a blast getting to use springboard on both 1 and 3 meter.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Grace Motoka. She was a diver at Ohio University Division I, and now she's working on the college campus for a group called Focus at Bowling Green State University. And I understand you come from quite an athletic family. I think your brother played quarterback at Colorado School of Mines. So talk about your family dynamic and athletics within the Motoka household, if you will.
Happy to do so. One of my favorite topics my family is. And again, been very privileged to be in a household of two older brothers. Matthew is the oldest. John is the second oldest. And mm-hmm. myself, Grace, and my little sister, Faith. And I've got to say, I am probably the least athletic out of all of that bunch. But my dad and mom, also very athletic in their own right. My dad is from a small town, LaGrange, Texas, playing 3 sports in high school himself. Baseball, football, and basketball. And my oldest brother, baseball and football as well. John, football in high school, and then actually had the opportunity to, like you mentioned, play at Colorado School of Mines, mm-hmm. And had a huge, tremendous success there in the RMAC. Super proud of him. And my little sister, tennis, basketball, and yeah, thriving. So yes, sir.
So who gave you the competitive athletic spirit? I mean, for you to compete at a high level, there's something in you that says, I want to compete. I want to be my best. Was there one individual in your family that kind of stoked that fire?
Yeah. You know, I think, we are a Christian household. And so I think the father takes a huge lead in a lot of those roles. In the faith, in the sports, in the discipline. And so I would absolutely say he instilled that in us all early on, but that's not to say that the mother is not part of that mission. And so my mom also had a huge instrumental role. And just, yeah, how to live a program of Christian life well. And part of that is actually lived out really well and easily seen on the field or in the pool through athletics. So absolutely getting to be coached up well in discipline and work ethic as a gymnast and continuing that on.
Well, I want to talk about your career at Ohio University. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into that, if you will, pun intended. You competed in the MAC championships. You were named Academic All-MAC, I believe, for two seasons. What were some of the highlights of your career diving and some of those meets that were most meaningful to you?
That's a fabulous question. I would absolutely say some of the meets that are the most meaningful, the alumni meets, the green and white meets. So those meets at the beginning of the year, as well as the senior meet, I think both are kind of bookmarking the first two, the alumni and the green and white kind of bookmark the beginning of a season, a fresh start, a new team. We've got some fresh legs on the boards and just a whole lot of excitement there. But also I would be remiss without pointing it out the opportunities we had to travel. We got to travel for my first time to New York to compete against Bowling Green, and we competed at Kentucky. And just the opportunities that we get as a team to build that culture and have those good conversations and that relationship on the road as well.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer. We're chatting once again with Grace Motoka. She was a diver at Ohio University for the Bobcats. And Grace, I've interviewed a few swimmers actually, and they tell me that they had to get in the pool like at 5 a.m, you know, and that's an early, you know, get wet, go to practice. Was that the same for the diving component there at Ohio University?
Pretty similar. Yes, sir. You know, we're in the water pretty early in the morning, and on the days we had 2 days, I think the hair was wet for about 24 hours straight there. But again, a huge blessing and an absolute fun time. But you know, the swimmers, being on a swim and dive team, our workouts are quite different, to be honest. Yeah. I would not call myself a swimmer. Can swim to about the edge of the pool, and that's about it. But huge respect for that. And I think it's really enjoyable to get to cheer each other on, even in those differences, and be united as a team.
Yeah, I didn't mean to lump swimming and diving into the same category. Totally different, but, you know, you're still getting into the pool and getting wet and part of that swim team and diving team. I want to talk about your academic, All-MAC academically. So you managed to balance it pretty well, the student-athlete part of it. Did that take some sacrifice? How did you go about that to achieve such great results academically?
Mm-hmm. I think anything worthwhile takes a little bit of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of those values that were instilled and through the family and through the sport growing up as well. But yes, sir, I think sacrifices were made, and sleep maybe some days, and, you know, other fun events other days. So, but absolutely, but all worth it, and super blessed to have gotten the education that I did from Ohio University. I got to dip my hand into some undergraduate research under Dr. Fabian Venencia, and he was a fabulous mentor to me in the lab. So tremendously, tremendously thankful for the opportunities I had there.
Yeah, you mentioned being a researcher, and I know right now you're doing work on the college campus, but how do you plan to use that in the future? Do you have aspirations to go further with that?
Totally. Going into college, I absolutely did. I was hoping to be a lab rat, pipetting, and making steps forward in that world. It has since been applied in the classroom. I graduated in 3 years, mm-hmm. actually made the move back home to Magnolia, Texas, and taught in the same school district I was a student in. I was teaching sixth grade science for a year back home.
Well, that's interesting. So you always have that in your back pocket, so to speak, your education. Now, I want to talk about your the camaraderie part with it. You know, the teammates that you had. Talk about that experience. I'm sure your diving teammates came from all over the country. That must have been something different from you coming from Texas and just being amongst people from all over the country and now calling them your friends.
Absolutely. And friend is a great word, and I would use that every day, all day. That group of women were really special, and they welcomed me with open arms. I mean, when you get a team of 34 women together and are able to have a family culture like we did, it's a really beautiful thing. And so, absolutely, we did have some international students, and it's so great to get to learn from them and get to have those good conversations with them. I myself had the opportunity to live overseas, and so got a little taste of the beauty of that experience myself. And so getting to relate to them on a number of levels in that way as well.
How did you deal with the pressure of being a D1 athlete? I know the coaches want to win, right? That's what they get paid to do, and they're judged accordingly. How did you deal with that pressure now, you know, when the pressure is not as great as in high school, but now you're competing at the D1 level?
Yeah. My parents put a pretty level head on all of our shoulders, I'd like to say. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why, it's the faith. I'll never forget the one piece of advice my mom gave me, amongst many others, but the one that really sticks out, I should say. She goes, "Grace, whenever I was having a bad day, I would find myself a pew, a church pew, and I would go and kneel before our Father. And I would never once left that church feeling worse than when I went in. And I think I took that to heart. And so absolutely, I found my faith community there as soon as possible and was able to lean on those women.
That's great. Okay, Grace, we're going to take a break. And then the other side, we're going to find out what you're doing at Bowling Green State University. And you're not diving, but stay with us. We're going to find out the faith component of this former diver at Ohio University. Grace Motoka is our guest when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
This is a Pro-Life Minute with doctors Stephen and Gracie Christie.
Here's a pro-choice argument that always makes me cringe. A fetus or embryo is not alive, it's just a clump of cells, and nobody really knows when life begins. What's your answer to that?
Sure. Whether or not something is alive is not a matter of philosophy or religion or politics or personal introspection. What is alive or living is a purely scientific question that science has fully settled, and it's spelled out in nearly every embryology and biology textbook used in just about every medical school the world over. There's overwhelming scientific consensus that from the moment of conception, an embryo fulfills all 8 criteria of biological life.
That's right. Criteria like the capacity for growth and metabolism, being responsive to stimuli, reproductive capacity, and homeostasis. So why don't we stick to the most basic scientific facts in this debate? Life begins at conception.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Grace Motoka. She's quite a diver, folks. In fact, she dove at the Division I level for the Ohio University Bobcats. She talked about her wonderful career competing in the MAC, where she was also an academic, all MAC academically as well. So she applied herself in the classroom. And she has a strong faith. And I know you grew up Catholic, Grace. I just want you to talk at the very beginning of this, of your journey, about growing up in a Catholic household with faithful parents who formed you to be who you are today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely faithful parents. And I give all the credit to them and our Father and the faithfulness that he displays too. But I think that's a testimony in and of itself, that generational goodness that the Lord blesses us with, getting to experience the fullness and the truth of the beauty that is the Catholic faith. Thanks be to God for my parents and their parents and the parents before them. But yes, grew up in the faith, cradle Catholic, and got to witness my parents live it out beautifully. My dad, a much more quiet, faithful man, and my mother, mm-hmm. Lives her faith out beautifully and very devoutly. But I remember from very young, they were making it a priority. And so definitely was able to take that on myself.
So what sustained you in high school? Were you part of any youth groups? I mean, you've had that. You probably were a leader in your faith community, but just talk about your spirituality in high school.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And, you know, as you progress through your life, I think there are waves, there's ups and downs, there's ebbs and flows in the faith. And so I would say that throughout my time in high school, I was an active participant in Sunday masses, but I wouldn't say much more so outside of that, was doing the confirmation classes, all of that good stuff, ready to receive, open to those conversations. But I would not say that there is much initiative on my end to seek that out. And I think that's a result of maybe some busyness. But yes, sir, absolutely got to take a much deeper dive into that throughout college.
Yeah, so we talk about, you know, what we grew up Catholic, and then there has to be a point in one's life where they're on their own. They take responsibility for their own faith. They're not really dependent on their parents anymore to guide them totally. They have to make their own decisions. Was there a time and a place for you where that came about or surfaced?
Absolutely. There's a very distinct point, actually, and I'd love to draw attention to it.
Please do.
The summer before my junior year, I was participating in an internship with the DESIRE program, Diabetes Institute. It was an undergraduate research opportunity that I was fortunate enough to participate in. And so I was in Ohio for the summer, and I was pretty bummed about it. But during that time, I had enough grace to recognize that this is the only internship I got a yes to. And so I was ready to walk through that door that I knew very clearly the Lord had opened. So definitely got to move into the apartment out of the dorms after the first 2 years, and just had a summer where I was consuming a healthy appetite of scripture, spiritual knowledge, spiritual audio, things like Bishop Barron, Word on Fire, Pines of Aquinas, Father Mike Spitz, YouTube videos, The Chosen was coming out. So absolutely got to dive into it that summer.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Grace Motoka. She was a former diver at Ohio University, and she's now working at Bowling Green University for a group called FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Okay, Grace, so you graduated from Ohio University. Researching was your discipline, your academic discipline, but you decided to not go in the traditional workforce, but join on with a group called FOCUS that I just mentioned. Tell us how that came to fruition.
Absolutely. Very much a God thing in God's timing. Graduated in the 3 years, was actually applying to become a teacher as well as a researcher. Ended up taking the teaching position and taught for a year back home. And I think that really helped in my discernment to become a missionary, because you're in the classroom and I think you see the hurt. I think you see the need in these students. I was teaching sixth grade. So even at the age of 11 and 12, you're seeing, yeah, just an ache in the God-sized hole in their heart. And so I felt myself up against that line when you have those conversations and give them the one thing that I knew they needed. And so what better way than to become a missionary and get to share that very explicitly? My faith has always played a big role and definitely living out that life of witness in the classroom. But now to be able to provide the proclamation of word that follows is a huge gift.
Now you're at Bowling Green University, which is Division I, II sports. Are you able to talk with other athletes, Division I athletes on campus about faith?
Yes, sir. That is the mission. That is the goal. I have been assigned to be a varsity Catholic missionary. So I'm actually ours is specifically two student athletes. Mm-hmm. And I've been fortunate enough to encounter a number of them here on campus now. Bowling Green is also in the MAC, funny enough. And so we are back in the same conference. I was fortunate enough to actually dive with a couple of the women that I'll be walking with in the faith here soon. And yes, sir, absolutely getting to have those conversations with athletes here at Bowling Green State University.
What are some of the challenges of athletes and keeping their spirituality in check once they go to a, you know, away from home on a Division I campus?
Yeah, I would say, and I can speak from personal experience too, the number one challenge is time. Mm-hmm. I think our culture and our society really pushes this idea of busyness and productivity and self-reliance and this is doing mentality. And I think it's really difficult as a student athlete to be able to switch into that being mentality where you just get to sit and rest in your identity as daughter or son of Christ in his presence. And so absolutely the time, it's a battle of time. It's a battle for attention. Yes, sir.
So what are some of the things that you do to draw athletes in? Do you have a Bible study or where's the invitation and how do you get them to, how do you get their ears, so to speak, so you could talk to them about what you're trying to achieve as far as faith goes?
Definitely. A lot of the times these invitations look like things first, like a student athlete bags and barbecue event. So we cooked some barbecue and had some cornhole set up, and we were playing, inviting student athletes to that event and letting them know that this is a time and a space for them to share in fellowship with one another in the faith in that context. Other invitations, you're exactly right. A major component of our work is Bible studies and what we call discipleship. So we have two forms of discipleship: growing disciples and commissioned disciples. The growing is this idea of personal formation, so learning the program of Christian living. This is the idea of Acts 2:42, and the commissioned disciples, where we have now equipped them with the tools to become missionary disciples in their own regard, and we are sending them off to start their own Bible studies and lead others in the faith, which is just an exciting thing to think about.
So the secular college campus, I'm thinking there's so many different groups, so many different faith groups, right? And there's like a competing type of environment, especially for those who are searching and seeking. How do you go about it the Catholic way?
I think the Catholic way is the way of love. And it's the little way, loving in the little things. I think we have a master, Christ, that has modeled this perfectly for us. I think it starts with meeting them on their turf. So going to their events, letting them know that, hey, this sport that you value very much, I see value it for you as well. But I want you to know that too, I value you more. And so just that offering of love and authentic friendship, which I unfortunately is something that's become so rare in today's society, taking them out for coffee and not checking your phone for maybe the 45-minute, 10-hour-long conversation, something like that, letting them know that, yeah, not always a how is practice, how is the meet, but a how are you? What does your prayer look like? How can I be praying for you? Those are a little bit more intimate, deeper questions.
You know, one of the things that on the college campus, it's such a great time also for young people, because they're looking to grow. They're looking to be fit into the world, so to speak. And you're catching them at that time when they're going away from home. And being with Varsity Catholic, you're an athlete, so you have that experience to build on as well. So that must be very gratifying. I want to talk about your plans, post being a missionary. Is it tough to do what you're doing now on the faith side and then to perhaps branch out into a secular civil job in years to come?
You know, that's a great question. And I really do believe that we are all called to be missionary disciples. I love what you are doing with your show. And I think that you are a missionary in your own right. You are spreading how God has worked very intimately in the lives of these people that you interview. I hope my dad, he's an engineer. I hope he's on mission to his mission partners in the way that he lives. No, he converses with them. There should be this distinction where people recognizing like, oh, there's something unique about the way that Grace does this throughout her day, even in the mundane. And so that witness, I think, is huge. But to answer your question a little bit more clearly, I feel very blessed to have this opportunity, and we are committed for at least 2 years. But I don't think it ever stops. It would be my answer.
We're chatting today with Grace Motoka, a former diver at Ohio University, now working at Bowling Green University for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And she's making an impact, encouraging athletes in their spiritual life and reaching out to them in the various ways that she discussed. Now, Grace, Bowling Green is going to play Ohio in the MAC. And I got to ask you, it might be a football game. It might be a dive meet. Where does your allegiance lie?
Oh, goodness, you're going to get me in trouble on this one. that's a tough one. You know, I tell my student athletes that I have the privilege of encountering. I'm full in for them until game day. I think we got the privilege of interacting with teams like the hockey team and the football team and the elements in the swim and dive team. And actually, Ohio just played VG in football, and Ohio came out with the win. But yeah, for hockey, I have a Sovereign OU hockey jersey. So waiting to see if we'll pull out a VG one as well.
I'm thinking your life is so busy with athletic events. What else do you do besides going to sporting events and being around athletes? What are some of your diversions to just, if you want to chill or just get away from it all?
That's a great question. And, you know, funny enough, we've actually had a number of conversations about leisure this week and how to rest well on our off day. But a lot of our activity is just in relational ministry. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe relaxing and going for a hike somewhere around here, or Lake Erie. I've never been as close as I am now to a Great Lake. So absolutely seeing sites that I haven't seen before and just really resting in Christ's creation, because all things beautiful point to him. But also, yeah, really enjoy working out, things that are healthy for the body and the mind that allow creativity to flow.
We have a minute remaining, but I want to ask you, there might be some young athletes listening to this show, and they don't know how to start praying, getting involved, get closer to God. What would you tell them? What's the best way of going about that initially?
Yeah, the best way is going to be to take the time. I think, as they know, especially these athletes, they strive for personal excellence in so many ways. And so to commit that same discipline to prayer, whether it be starting with 10 minutes up to 15, up to 30, showing up, I think quantity will lead to quality in that regard as well. And so the Lord does a lot of the heavy lifting. You just have to trust and put your faith in him that he's working in your heart the way he so desires.
Grace, your favorite saint?
Gosh. Oh, good question. My favorite saint. My patron saint is Saint Joan of Arc. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Saint Joan of Arc has been a huge inspiration to myself.
Well, that's great. Well, Grace Motoka has been our guest, quite an athlete, folks. Diver at Ohio University for the Bobcats. Graduated in 3 years. She did well in the classroom. And now she's at Bowling Green University for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, making an impact with athletes, guiding them spiritually on that college campus. Grace, thank you for the time, telling you about your journey, your faith journey, your athletic journey, and for sharing that with our audience right here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a pleasure.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the Platform X at Blessed to Play. For Grace Motoka, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.